Disney's Scary Storybook Collection. Peter Pan, The Curse of the Crow. There was nothing Smee hated more than gathering firewood, not even swabbing the decks. But Captain Hook had given him his orders. The pirate was wandering through the woods when he smelled smoke. Smee chuckled. If somebody's gathered wood for a bonfire, they've done the work for me. In a nearby clearing, Smee found Peter Pan, Tinkerbell, Wendy, John, and Michael gathered around a crackling fire. Tell us a scary story, Wendy, Peter Pan said. A sly smile crossed Wendy's face. Have you ever heard of the Curse of the Crow? She asked. The boys shook their heads. Long ago, there lived a wise old crow, Wendy began. Though he was wise, he envied the cleverness of people. Since he could not compete with them, he cursed them instead. There were four signs that you had been cursed, Wendy continued. First, there would be bird tracks. Then, soot in the soap. And sudden fits of sneezing. But worst of all. What? What was the worst? The boys chorused. A single black feather would appear on your pillow, Wendy said. That meant that the crow had cursed you for life. Just then, a caw, caw, caw rang through the clearing. Everyone around the bonfire jumped. Smee, who was hiding in the bushes, was so scared that his knees started knocking. He grabbed the nearest pile of twigs and skedaddled all the way back to the Jolly Roger. Oh, Peter, Wendy said with a laugh. That was a perfectly timed caw, I should say. Peter grinned. He had noticed Smee hiding in the bushes and thought to give him a good scare. He was sure the pirate would be shaking for the rest of the night.
One more story?
Michael asked through a big yawn. I'm afraid not, young man, replied Wendy. It's bedtime for you. I'll put out the fire, Peter said. As he splashed a pail of water onto the bonfire, Peter had an idea. He beckoned to John and Tink. I know how to teach that Smee a lesson once and for all, he began. But first, we'll need a pine branch, some flowers, and all this soggy soot. Meanwhile, Smee had made it back to the Jolly Roger.
Captain! Captain!
He cried breathlessly as he ran onto the ship.
What is it? The crocodile?
Captain Hook shrieked, jumping.
No, Smee replied. It's the curse of the crow.
He told the crew Wendy's story, but none of the other pirates were scared.
Why, there ain't never been a crow in Neverland, one of the pirates jeered.
But I heard one, Smee protested.
While Smee was telling the pirates Wendy's story, Peter Pan, Tink, and John snuck onto the Jolly Roger. Peter whispered, Tink, you're up. Tink dipped a pine sprig into the pail of wet soot. Then she flew around the ship, leaving dirty marks that looked just like bird tracks. When Smee saw the marks, he gasped.
Bird tracks, he exclaimed. It's the curse of the crow.
But Captain Hook did not believe in the curse. He just saw a big mess.
You call this shipshape?
He bellowed at his crew.
Swab the decks at once, or you'll walk the plank.
Smee scrambled to add soap powder to pails of water.
They'll see, he grumbled. The curse is real.
Your turn, John, Peter whispered. Hurry.
When Smee's back was turned, John dashed forward and sprinkled more soot into the pails. When the pirates started mopping the deck, they made the mess even worse.
Oh, no, Smee moaned, hiding his eyes. The crow's curse is happening just the way Wendy said it would.
A cursed ship's not fit to sail, one of the pirates said. The only curse you have to worry about is from me if you don't clean this up,
Captain Hook growled.
Now, Tink,
Peter whispered. Tinkerbell grabbed the bunch of flowers and flew high into the air. Then she shook the flowers, sprinkling pollen all over the pirates. Nice clean soap turned black and murky as mud, one of the pirates said anxiously.